At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your Radio 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Hello to the YouTube folks. Love you guys. Love you so much. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. What happens tonight? Eagles by double digits, Eagles by one score, or Eagles lose? 48.4% Eagles by one score, 37% Eagles by double digits. Let's do it, Jack.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
As always, a lot of funny things happening in the sports world here on the station. Here are the five things that has caught my eye.
Your
have
ear.
Caught my eyes. Ears, yeah. Eyes, yeah. All that. Whatever. Yeah. Starting at number five. This may have just happened, but I don't care. Elliot out in Lambeau Field with no context. Just tweets out a photo of Reggie White on the Packers Ring of Honor, 93-98. He knows what he's doing.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
He's just needling.
He's doing the whole Reggie as a Packer.
Yes, yeah. He is. Without saying it. Without saying it.
So there was no text?
No text of it. Just a singular picture.
Just tweeting out a picture. 93-98.
We love a good bit here on the WIP Afternoon
yes.
Show, right?
Yes.
His whole, the thing with Elliot, is you don't know where the bit starts and where it ends.
Yeah. Well, we kind of where it starts, but he very rarely gets off of them.
Off of the bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the sports betting one, it's time to bail.
Yeah, well, he already changed it.
What did he change it
Well, to? I mean, I feel like he's changed it from like you should be able to bet on sports to like I've always said, they should be able to catch the ones that
are betting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know. You can't have baseball players intentionally throwing baseballs
no,
for
of
balls.
No. Of course not.
And thinking that's okay.
No, no.
Also, maybe just take the whole prop away. I mean, it's a pretty dumb prop. First pitch ball.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to make that a thing that people can bet on.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, I think the thing with baseball is there's so many opportunities during a game to get a bet in. The problem is that people are watching with all different delays, so it makes it hard to get the bets in. At least first pitch, everybody can get the bet in. But yes,
yeah,
limiting it to 200. Can you imagine betting $200 on whether somebody's going to throw a ball or strike first and not having inside information?
Well, back in college, we had the...
Oh, God.
Well, the book we were using was behind the live stream. So for about a week, we were able to get bets in on outcomes of pitches because the sports book was behind the stream. We thought we were going to be able to graduate.
Oh, when you're betting overseas.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I forget what it used to be.
Well, if you were in high school, that had to be in
college, yeah.
Yeah, it had to be in overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It certainly wasn't as sophisticated as it is now.
Did you withdraw money from those accounts or no?
No.
Okay.
So we were cooking.
Yeah.
And then we got cocky. And we put $100 on an Albert Pujols first pitch pop out. But the first pitch went foul. To explain it simply, we were ahead of where the sports book was. So you could bet like home run, pop out, ground out.
Okay.
And it was the first pitch we thought pop out.
Okay.
So we put the bet in for $100.
You're just wrong about what happened.
And it went foul.
Okay.
And then we were sweating out the rest of the at bat.
Okay.
And he grounded out.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
So we lost $100.
There you
go. And that's sports gambling in college.
Yes.
There you go.
The fourth funniest thing that happened over the weekend is I'm on to Kate Scott. I'm on her little bits.
Okay.
And she needs to know that I'm watching because they are funny.
Okay.
So who could forget? A couple weeks ago, she laid this one out.
Maxi off the bonus screen. Maxi short. Oh. Tim Bona! The Sixers lead! How do you like a damn apple, Sixers fans?
Yes.
So I'm on to Kate.
Okay.
Last night, she threw this one out.
Sixers. Open to prevent that. VJ for 3J!
No.
For 3J?
VJ for 3J!
I don't mind a VJ for 3J. I don't like, I'll be honest, love Kate. Don't love How Do You Like a Dem Apples. Not a big fan of that one. I like VJ for 3J, though. I don't mind a VJ for 3J.
Can we just hear the game? Like, just call the game.
Yeah.
Everything doesn't really need a catchphrase to it.
Well, you got to throw a lot of them out there to see which ones stick.
3J for GVJ?
I mean, yeah. I guess a lot going on. How about them apples?
Yes, one can go.
I got VJ Max.
Yeah, yeah. That's another one.
Pretty in on VJ Max.
VJ for 3J.
I don't mind VJ for 3J.
I don't know what else.
Your Sixers.
Yeah.
Well, that one's okay.
Well, I'm just saying it's a lot there to digest.
It's a lot to digest. She's throwing a lot of the wall, seeing what sticks.
Yeah.
I don't think how do you like NM apples is going to stick. VJ for 3J. I don't mind that one, I have to say.
Well, do you like a damn apple,
that
Sixers
one,
fans?
That one, I would, if I was the Sixers fan she was asking, I would say I don't like a damn apples. But VJ for 3J.
You're in on
it? I'm okay with that one so
All right, good. We're on to Kate, though. We're monitoring the
Kate Scott situation.
The Kate Scott situation. The third funniest thing from over the weekend, Tony Romo, who now we are also monitoring with the... You know, he went, you know, he had a real Romo-ism yesterday on the broadcast.
Fundamentally sound. This team is DTF, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Patriots, details, toughness, and they finish. That's my moniker.
That sounds very close to what Vrabel tells him, too.
He says that,
yeah.
Too.
So I think the team might be technique for him, but it's all good.
Yeah. Do you think Romo knew what DTF meant?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I would imagine Vrabel said it to him in a production meeting.
Yeah.
No,
but what are you...
Are you aware of the other thing that DTF means?
Well, what does it mean?
Okay. So the kids...
Oh, God. Yeah. I have no idea.
Actually, this one's been around for a while.
Yeah.
DTF?
So, I could do it. Just, it's down two, and then there's another word.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Right.
I don't think I realized that.
Yes.
Okay.
6-7.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm
old, man. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The second funniest thing that's happened the last, over the weekend, this actually happened on the midday show. And, sometimes we get callers.
Over the weekend?
I know, whatever.
Okay.
You get callers.
You're talking.
You get callers and they're on hold and they're snoring.
Yes.
Always funny to bring on.
It's great. Yeah.
It's the first time I've ever heard this.
Tyler in Delaware is pumped up. What's up, Tyler?
It's not like he's dropping the deuce.
No, he's in the bathroom and flushed the toilet.
Also, did he put the phone right next to the toilet?
And the timing was impeccable.
Seriously.
Tyler in Delaware is pumped up. What's up, Tyler?
It's not like he's dropping the deuce.
He said, could you come back to me by chance?
He's fighting for his life on that toilet.
Tyler in Delaware is pumped up. What's up, Tyler?
It's not like he's dropping the deuce.
Well, also, who's he talking to? The guy on the toilet. He's not talking on the phone. It sounded like he was talking to somebody else. Was he... doing that with the door open? Was somebody else in there?
He said, Joe, would you come back to me?
No, I thought, I didn't think he was talking to Joe. Could you play it again?
Tyler in Delaware is pumped up. What's up, Tyler?
Sounds like you're dropping a deuce.
It sounds like he's on speaker.
Yeah,
he's on the speakerphone.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And he realized they came to him, but he had already flushed. He was already in mid-flush.
But again, did he put it in the toilet? Why was it so? Why was it so loud?
Maybe he's in a stall.
And thank you to Hugh for explaining exactly what was going on. I would have never known.
Quick too, like it sounded like you're taking a deuce.
Yep.
But the funniest thing that's happened now it's on the WIP airwaves.
Okay.
Is once again, John Johnson, the snack of the night. Is he describing a snack or is he describing himself?
Ooh. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes. 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 Okay. If I were to pull out the measuring tape, it is probably 5 inches, maybe 6.
Talking about an Italian sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, is that what he's talking about?
Yes, yes.
Why did he say that?
I don't know.
John Johnson, he knew we would pick up on that one.
Yes.
Yes, he knew we would pick up on that one.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, that fits right into our wheelhouse.
Two people we have.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. 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 Okay. If I were to pull out the measuring tape, it is probably 5 inches.
Yes, he definitely knows.
Maybe 6.
Two people we have our eye on, Kate Scott, John Johnson.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah.
All right. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
Does Kate have anything for Oubre?
She calls him K-9, but that's...
K-9. I kind of like that, too.
Okay, yeah, I'm cool with K-9.
K-9's a good nickname.
That's actually a good nickname.
Yeah.
Well, anybody else?
Well, yeah, last year, we should have been all over the Yabusele.
Yes, Yabby-Dabby-Doo.
Yeah, Yabby-Dabby-Doo. She just calls Drummond...
They weren't good enough for us to actually
stop paying attention.
No. Yeah. Speaking of the Sixers, lost last night.
Tough one.
Second night of a back-to-back.
Yeah.
The Pistons have now won 6 in a row. Pretty good team.
A little young team. They scrappy. Yeah. Good team.
Did you see the Cade Cunningham dunk on Drummond?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I didn't even think Cade Cunningham had that type of explosiveness in his game.
No, I didn't think he had that in him.
It's a weird game. He's a very good player. I've just never been able to fall in love with his game for some reason.
Nah, because there's not a lot of pop to it. No. He's not particularly crafty. He's not particularly athletic, all that. But he's good at everything.
Yeah, everything,
He's way better than I thought he was going to be.
Me too. Yeah, I thought it was a terrible draft. Then was he the number one pick or number two?
He was number one.
Number one pick,
Yeah, it's taken a little while.
He's actually turned out to be a pretty good player.
And what the hell's going on with Jared McCain?
So I think that so they're not playing him back to back. So that's why they didn't play him on Saturday. Mm-hmm. They decided they play him on Sunday. He played, what did he play, 10 minutes last night? I just think Nurse is caught up in this thing where Jared McKean is obviously not up to
speed.
And whereas if the team wasn't trying to win games, he might throw him out there for 20 minutes and let him work his way into it.
Right.
Nick Nurse is trying to win basketball games. I get it. Jared McKean's obviously not there. I get it. So I thought he looked a little bit better last night in his limited time than he did in the first game. The first game he looked just completely out of it. He had a couple of a nice little pass and a move last night, and he looked a little bit better. He's also mentioned he's wearing a giant knee brace that he doesn't think he's going to have to wear all year. I guess they're going to check back in on him in a
when
month.
When did that even happen, the knee thing? I thought it was his thumb.
No, it was the knee thing from last year.
So that's from last year.
Yeah,
okay.
He had the meniscus repair surgery last year, and he had the thumb thing.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to him getting back on track. It was just like, I don't know. They didn't win the game last night. I thought they played pretty well last night. It was defensively, I thought they played pretty well. It's a good game from Drummond.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Maxey has gotten to the point where he scores 30 points, and you're like, not really that great a game.
How about my boy Drummond? Shooting threes?
Yeah, 2 of 4 last night.
Yeah, I love the one when they're down 104-101.
Did not love that one.
Well, he's wide open.
Yeah,
I don't care.
It's the reason why he was wide open.
Move the ball.
He is shooting 45% from the corner from three.
I don't care.
That's the only one. I was like, oh, why did Maxey throw him the ball there?
Well, it's funny.
It's a heat check.
I watched Drummond doing that, and I think, Ben Simmons, where are you? You doofus. This guy's throwing up
three threes a game.
Andre Drummond. You couldn't shoot. You couldn't give us 2 or 3 three-pointers a game.
Right.
You
couldn't even shoot them.
No.
Yeah.
Couldn't give us 2 or 3 three-pointers a game. And the other thing, because a couple people mentioned that the camera said this morning that he thinks VJ Edgecombe's been pedestrian since the first game. I warn people of this. He is not a 30-point a game scorer at this point in his career. I like the fact that he's not forcing anything. He's letting the game come to him. I think from a rebounding perspective, he's been a good rebounding guard. He's throwing nice passes, and he's not forcing anything. And he's not, I think what happened too is his handle's not really there yet. Nobody knew the first few games of the year. Yeah. He was getting away with a lot, and he's not anymore. Yep. They know they can pressure the ball out of his hands, and I'm totally happy with VJ Edgecombe.
I'm with you. Yeah, he's learning on the job. Like, what do you want him to do? Like, it's going to be nights where the shot's not falling. Seems like his energy is always there.
Yep.
His thing is he can't get down when the shot's not falling. You got to find other ways to contribute. He's such a good athlete. The ball is going to find energy. The ball's going to find him. So he's going to get his layups. He's going to get his dunks or what have you. But you have to keep playing, and that's what I like that he's doing.
Yeah, he's a couple years away from being the player that you hope he's going to be. And when you look at the other lottery picks.
Just like Maxey was.
Yes.
Maxey didn't come in. It took him a couple years. Yeah.
Maxey couldn't shoot when he got into the league. And when you look, he's the only the top five pick contributing on a good team at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Harper's not playing.
He's not down there in San Antonio.
He's hurt.
He's hurt.
Yeah. The Jazz stink. The Hornets stink.
Right.
And
He's playing great.
He's playing great. But it's a whole different thing being on a for VJ.
Yes.
If VJ was on a bad team, you don't think
he
could score 19 points a game on some bad team? Of course he could. Knipple's been good, and Cooper Flagg, that team stinks. So he's getting better, but that
team seems
stinks.
Like Nico Harrison's going to get fired.
Well, finally, he only let him ruin the franchise first.
They only traded Luka.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WFP. What's up, Chuck?
What up, fellas? What's going on? Game day.
What up, Chuck?
Let me tell you something, right? We're going to go up there. We're going to disrespect the Green Bay Packers tonight on their field. You know, I don't care if the Green Bay Packers went and got Mike Holmgren, Andy Reid, Vince Lombardi, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Donald Driver, Robert Brooks. You know what I mean? Anybody, Amon Green.
Good players, man. Yeah.
Najee Davenport.
I don't bring him up.
Any of them. Get them all. I don't care if they went and got the late, great Reggie White.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nothing going to stop this ass whipping today, baby. And I'm going to tell you why. See, here's the thing. They can't score on us. They ain't going to be able to score on us. You know what I mean? And I'm going to tell you, the Eagles don't get started until this time of year right now anyway. 2 weeks to prepare for this team. We're going to crush this team, okay, tonight. I said 34 the 13 tonight. And I tell you, we're going to heat the frozen tundra up. And then we're going to go back to the link next week. And we're going to give Detroit a near-death experience. You know what I mean? By beating the crap out of them. You know what I mean? And, you know, and then on Monday night, get up, first take. Everybody's going to be talking about the Eagles, Van, the most dominant team in the NFC, ready to defend their title. Seattle, you know what I'm saying? You know, the Rams, you know, all those teams. You know, they took care of business yesterday. Detroit, they took care of business yesterday. Now it's time for us to go up there and show that we the big dogs in the house, and we're going to do that starting tonight with Green Bay. Green Bay ain't nothing personal. You're just in our way right now, and you know, and you're in the way of greatness. And I tell you what, I do agree with Elias Shore Parks. If the Eagles win another Super Bowl this year, then you might as well say Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts is the best duo in the history of the NFL because they did it in a short span of time. You know what I'm saying? So I do agree with him on that. They still got some work to do, though, and it starts tonight.
Yeah.
Let's go. E-A-G-L-E-S. I spelled that right. I see y'all, I see y'all later. Peace.
All right, see y'all. Well, they did it in a short period of time, but so did Aikman and Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson.
They did that in a short period of time.
I got to call, I got to throw the red challenge flag on Chuck Noll and Terry Bradshaw.
Really?
Yeah. Terry Bradshaw was a mediocre quarterback at best. He's carried by a running game and a defense.
He is a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He won four Super Bowls. He is. But I'm saying he's not as important to the offense as some of the other quarterbacks were.
Could you compare him to our quarterback?
No. Not even close.
No?
Yeah, Jalen's way better.
Even considering the era, though. Different era.
Yeah.
Different era.
He must have threw like 50 more interceptions than he did touchdowns. 60 more interceptions than he did touchdowns.
Yep. So you're putting Nick and Jalen ahead of Chuck Noll and Terry Bradshaw?
Chuck Noll and Terry Bradshaw are in there because Terry Bradshaw was the quarterback of the team that won four Super Bowls.
He's an elite winner, some would say. He's an elite winner.
It's true.
And this is where we're seeing some Fritz growth. I was ready to jump in early on that, but I'm trying.
With
Jalen.
Oh, with elite winner.
I was ready to jump all over you. Yeah, hold on.
I think he's contribute more than Terry Bradshaw.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
And the steel curtain defense.
Yeah.
And Franco Harris.
Oh, man. That's football.
His best pass play was the immaculate reception. It shouldn't have counted.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's the replay review?
All the Pittsburgh fans out there. Well, they should be upset at Pittsburgh, not at me.
What? Who should?
Pittsburgh
Steelers.
Oh,
yes. Not at you.
Yeah. Should be upset at the Steelers.
Maybe it's just because it's game day. We're getting a lot of Eagles are going to blow them out stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of feel it, though.
You think they're going to blow them out?
Yeah. It feels like a 30-17.
Are you doing that just to emotionally protect yourself?
I'm not. See, and if I'm never going to be able to
say what I think,
this is an emotional. How about I could just root for the team?
Well,
sick of it.
Listen, you built this up.
Yeah,
so,
this is on you.
It's not on me.
It's on you.
I can't even bring
People
up
can't
that he
trust your fandom.
Can't even bring up that Jalen gets a game ball. That does he get a game ball? Shut.
This segment presented by Paramount Plus.
I do not feel a blowout tonight if you're asking me.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Well, last time he mocked the fan base for thinking they're going to blow him out was the Super Bowl.
Well, I was in on that one, though. I said a double-digit win in that one.
Yeah, by the end of the week, you did get
expect
there.
I didn't expect it to be that in the Super Bowl,
Well,
though.
2 weeks leading up to that, yeah, of course, we're going to get a double-digit win. This segment presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It does seem like, based on what Elliot said, what everybody's saying, that Jalen Phillips might just be the starting edge tonight.
Oh, there's no doubt he should be. He's the best D lineman we have outside of Jalen Carter.
Do you think it's just Phillips and do you think Nolan Smith just steps right in and starts again tonight too? Like they have two brand new starters tonight?
Jalen Hunt had been playing okay on that right side. So yeah. I wonder if because Phillips and Smith are used to rushing from the left side, I wonder if one would be okay going to the right side. That would be the only way I could see both of them starting. Other than that, I won't worry about as much as who's starting because I think they're going to rotate anyway. Like, the good thing is Jalen Phillips is going to play tonight.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
No one said this, but let's say Jalen Phillips plays great the next 9 games.
Yeah.
Do you think that changes the calculus on whether Nolan Smith gets another contract here in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Right? Because Phillips is already 25, only 25, 26 years old, whatever he is. They're not paying both those guys.
No. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Because you're right.
Because if he plays, then you have the injury thing. But if he plays great, he's going to get a big contract somewhere.
And do you want him to leave?
Right.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Because Nolan is young. Nolan is their first round pick.
Yep.
He will be eligible for an extension this offseason.
Yeah. You can't give it to him if you pay Jalen Phillips.
And the hard part about arguing for either guy is they both have an injury history.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jalen Phillips has a worse injury history than Nolan Smith does. But Nolan Smith has an injury history.
Right. And Jalen Phillips will have had more production, you would say, at this point than Nolan Smith would have.
Although Nolan's second half last year was outstanding.
Was good.
Yeah, it was outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what they call that, Spike? Rich people problems.
Yes.
Yeah, they have to figure out a way to take it. And you got Jalen Carter who's eligible.
Who's got a pet. Yeah.
And they're going to have to extend Jalen. I mean, hurts.
Yeah. Well, you may have to do him just to fit the other money under the cap.
Yeah.
You stretch Jalen Hurts' money out.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, the Jalen thing they might pay him more, but that might help them from a cap standpoint.
Yeah, from a cap standpoint.
You know. Whew.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
A lot of money.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I want to be arguing about it this offseason. I mean, that I want Jalen Phillips to play that well.
Yeah, so there's a debate.
Yeah, so there is a debate whether or not we're keeping him or paying him. Yeah.
Jack, where can we go see Joe Conklin?
Well, you can see me and Joe Conklin.
Wow.
You back on a book tour?
Yeah, we're back on the book tour. Cardinal O'Hara High School, Saturday, November 22nd. I'll be signing copies of Ring the Bell beforehand.
Are you introducing him, or are you just signing copies of the book?
He has no interest in that.
Okay.
It's dinner and a show with Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra. Get tickets at JoeConklin.com.
JoeConklin.com!
All right, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.